issue over control of the Spanish Sahara appears to be heading toward the United Nations. I'm John Bohannon with a report that the Spanish government is expected to transfer the administration of the area to the UN following a decision by King Hassan of Morocco to call off his march of conquest. NBC's Bill Williams reports from Madrid.
The honor and prestige of the Spanish army had remained intact as promised by Prince Juan Carlos, acting head of state. The state-controlled radio said here when commenting on the news that King Hassan's hordes of peaceful marchers are to return to Morocco from the Spanish Sahara. The commentary, which can safely be said to reflect the government's opinion, hailed the king's decision. He showed his responsibility and love for his people and also his respect for Spain with his decision. The fact that no lives had been lost was due to prudence on both sides, that of the commentary. Bill Williams, NBC News, Madrid.
We'll have more news after this.
What is an American?
Someone who does not downgrade America and upgrades it.
One who believes in the ideals of America.
A world citizen.
A consumer, very product-oriented.
That's a hard question. I don't know.
What is an American? Do you know? In our 200th year of freedom, the National Broadcasting Company and this NBC radio network station invite the future generation of Americans to enter the nationwide essay contest, What is an American? If you're a student in grades 9 through 12 and live anywhere in the United States, you are eligible. Just tell us in 1,200 words or less what you think an American is. The five winners to be announced July 4th, 1976, will each receive $5,000 toward their continuing education. Contest ends March 1st, 1976. Write this NBC station today for complete details on how you can enter the What is an American contest.
Muslims and Christians have again set up roadblocks throughout Beirut, Lebanon. Police say Muslims grabbed 16 people in one area and now hold them as hostages. Christians retaliated by taking 11 people from a Muslim area and now hold them as hostages. President Sadat of Egypt says a deal with England is nothing more than a chance to catch up with Israel and Syria. We ask William Rice in Cairo what it means.
Sadat says that he has not been resupplied by the Soviet Union since the 1973 war. In contrast, both to Israel, which has been fully resupplied by the United States, or Syria, which has been fully resupplied by the Soviet Union. Therefore, from the Egyptian point of view, this deal, this $2.1 billion deal that there are reports of between Egypt and England, does not represent a change in the Egyptian position, but is simply a case of Egypt trying to catch up with Israel and with Syria.
And reporter William Rice says Russia is punishing Egypt because of Sadat's improved relations with America and other Western countries. In Jerusalem, government officials are saying again Israel will not attend a new Geneva peace conference if the Palestine Liberation Organization is invited. A freight train loaded with propane gas derailed tonight near the community of Fairley, Vermont, near the border with New Hampshire. Several tankers exploded and caught fire. State police say no one has been hurt. You're listening to NBC News.
Did you know there are more than 200 different careers to choose from in the health field? Not just for people who study lots of science and want to become doctors and nurses, but for people with backgrounds, interests, and talents exactly like yours. Do you like to sketch and paint pictures? You could choose a career in the health field as a medical illustrator. Or maybe you like crafts and enjoy doing things with your hands. In this case, you might choose a career as a therapist. Whatever your interest or talent, there's a health career that'll let you put it to good use. Get the facts in our free booklet. It's called 200 Ways to Put Your Talent to Work in the Health Field. And it's free. For your copy, write to National Health Council, Box 40, Radio City Station, New York, New York, 10019. That address again is National Health Council, Box 40, Radio City Station, New York, New York, 10019. A public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
President Ford said the way out of New York's problems must be found at the local and state levels. On a special hour-long appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, the president said a New York default would not have a serious effect on the rest of the country.
I have carefully considered that. I have gotten advice not only from experts within my administration, but I have read considerably about the views of others, And it is, I think, the weight of the evidence that if New York City unfortunately goes into default, there will not be any serious ramifications in the money markets of this country.
But Mayor Beam sees things differently. He told reporter Morrison Cruz today a city default would eventually cost American taxpayers plenty.
I hope that Congress passes a bill and then they go in and show him that that bill is a tough bill. It's not going to cost the federal government one penny. And if that bill isn't passed, then it's going to isn't signed, then it's going to cost the taxpayers of our country billions of dollars.
Beam spent most of his day meeting with top advisors on ways to cut the city budget still further. One way they hit upon is to cut a third of the public relations staff now on the city payroll. A new centralized bureau to handle information services will be set up. President Ford's comments about the city and other matters will be broadcast at 9:05 tonight on WNWS. That's 97 on your FM dial. The show will mark the final appearance of Lawrence Spivak, who has been the show's moderator throughout its 30-year history on NBC radio and television. Mr. Ford congratulated Spivak and noted that he has been a guest on the program seven times. The president said the show had been a challenge, but always a pleasant one. Official corruption and so-called white-collar crime are permitted to go on with few exceptions. That's the opinion of Paul Curran, who recently resigned his post as U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. In a farewell report, Curran urged basic reforms in law enforcement to switch the odds from the present state favoring the criminal to where they belong in favor of the people. In local sports, Washington beat the Giants 21-13, Miami over the Jets 27-7, and Portland 115, the Knicks 96. Our weather, mostly cloudy with dense fog tonight, occasional drizzle likely toward morning, the low around 60. Cloudy with periods of rain tomorrow and tomorrow night. Right now, under cloudy skies in Rockefeller Center, it's 62 degrees. I'm Mitch Levy.
WNBC exclusive, the Norman Knight Night Train Show.
66 WNBC. I only want you.
66 WNBC, Jimmy Gallagher and the Passions, and I Only Want You with Norman Knight on the Night Train Show, live and direct from Adonis. And we'll be back with more music on the Night Train Show in just a moment. So, you know, when we speak of the New York sound, we must talk about one of our newest advertisers on the Night Train Show. What we have here is a fantastic new record collection of 40 classic oldies called Doo-Wop Graffiti. Now, it's available in 2 8-track tapes or a 2-record set and contains Earth Angel by the Penguins, Sincerely by the Moonglows, Tell Me Why by the Belmonts, Church Bells May Ring by the Willows, Let the Good Times Roll by Shirley and Lee, 40 monster doo-wop oldies. Now, if you enjoy the music of the 50s of the Night Train Show or have a section for the roots of rock and roll, you're going to love this record collection. If you want this beauty, call 212-JUDSON-2-2000 right now. That's 212-JUDSON-2-2000. This is a limited edition collection of 40 great old doo-wops. My Hero by the Blue Notes, Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, Once in a While by the Chimes, and all 40 of the best, and all for just $5.98 for records or $7.98 for 8-track tapes. Call now, 212-JUDSON-2-2000, and get your copy of Doo-Wop Graffiti. That's 212-JUDSON-2-2000. Out-of-town call collector Stuart David, Jack Ernest Production. You know, over a million New Yorkers can read Cousin Bruce's column on music and radio in their local newspapers. Be sure to read his weekly column in that great Brooklyn newspaper, the award-winning Brooklyn Spectator. Queens residents can read it in the Queens Tribune. At CCNY, it's carried in the campus. And be sure to pick up Cousin Bruce in the CNW Post College newspaper, The Pioneer. 8:11 on a Sunday evening. We'll be here until 10 o'clock tonight. Adonis, which is located at 64th and 2nd in the heart of Midtown Manhattan. Randy and the Rainbows in a couple of minutes to do some live a cappella. Also, we'll have the Enchantments back. Bill Doggett just walked in. We'll chat with him a few moments and other people as well. We're here every Sunday. Tonight, why don't you come on down? We have Sweetwater, a band will be playing after 10 o'clock. Also, be live disco provided by Jackie, the disc jockey at Adonis. So come on by and join us on the Night Train Show.
Norman Knight, WNBC.
WNBC, there you go, the five discs. Never let you go with Norman Knight on the Night Train Show. It is 11:13 as we rock on till 10 o'clock tonight. We'll have Randy and the Rainbows in just a moment.
You know, it's getting so hardly anyone carries cash anymore. It's all credit cards. Great when you've got them. Bad news if they're lost or stolen. This is Philip Carey for International Charge Card Registry, a brand new company set up to protect your credit cards. In the event your cards are lost or stolen, just one phone call to ICCR toll-free from anywhere in the world, and your card-issuing companies are notified immediately. For only $9 annual dues, you're also entitled to many extra peace-of-mind benefits, like an advance of $100 when your loss is reported, a plane ticket home, travel discounts, and more. To find out how you can join, simply call your travel agent or this toll-free number, 1-800-426-8112. That's 1-800-426-8112. Or write International Charge Card Registry, Federal Way, Washington 98002. Do it now.
8:15 on a Sunday evening with Norm and I, broadcasting live and direct from the Adonis on 64th and 2nd. And with us right now is a group that's been on my show a couple of times from Maspeth, Queens. We'd like to welcome Randy and the Rainbows to the program.
Thank you.
For the people that really don't know, real fast, like, you guys have been singing together for a long time.
Right.
And Vinny, you're the spokesman. Why don't you introduce who the fellows are in the group?
To my extreme left, let's hear it for Frankie. Next to me was Mike. To my right is Randy. And I'm Vinny.
Alrighty, so if you will, we will have Randy and the Rainbows now doing a song right here live and direct from Adonis. So gentlemen, if you will, it's yours.
Do-ah!
66, WNBC. There you go. We got Frank, Mike, Randy, and Vinny, collectively known as Randy and the Rainbows, broadcasting live and direct from the Adonis on 64th and 2nd. The gentlemen have themselves another opportunity right now to do another live a cappella on the Night Train show. So if you are ready,
we're going to do a tune for you right now by Dion and the Belmonts.
Oh, wow. What a switch.
I love it.
All righty.
Get over there.
Here they go.
Dun 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 dun. Thank you.
Thank you.
66 WNBC. There you go. Frank, Mike, Randy, and Vinny. Randy and the Rainbows, and I Wonder Why. The Night Train Show. I think we're going to get them to do one more, right?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do the one that's making us all the money. 1963, Denise.
This is a first.
One, two, three. I'm in love with you.
Yeah, thank you.
66 WNBC, Randy and the Rainbow. Before they leave, Vinny, why don't you tell the people where the group might be appearing, so if the people want to have a chance to see us.
Yeah, for all you folks that would like to see us, we'll fix the microphone because I'm short. We're going to be in the metropolitan area in the next couple of weeks.
Do it.
This week, Wednesday night, we'll be at Johnny Mac's Steakhouse in the Bronx. Next weekend at the Teddy Bear Lounge out in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And the 28th and the 29th of this month will be at the Sound Effects in Belleville. And if you have a chance, come by and say hi. Catch the Act. We got a great band with us and a pretty good show. We'd like to see you. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Randy and the Rainbows, on the Night Train Show.
Norman Knight, WNBC.
WNBC, the students, and that's how I feel with Norman Knight on the Night Train Show. And in about 5 minutes, I'll be talking to a great guy by the name of Bill Doggett. And this guy had Honky Tonk and so many other big songs from the 50s. But right now, I'd like to tell you about the value of the year, and it's waiting for you at one of your 57 New York Metropolitan Datsun dealers. The luxurious mid-sized Datsun 710, the family car with guts. It has a powerful 2,000cc overhead cam engine. And because it's a Datsun, you'll save on its durability and easy upkeep. Other economies you can expect with the Datsun 710 are a long list of standard features included in the low base price, like power assist front disc brakes. You'll also get yourself 4-speed transmissions, contour reclining bucket seats, glove soft vinyl upholstery, thick nylon carpeting, tinted glass, electric clock, electric rear window defogger, full wheel covers, and white wall tires. Now, if you want economy, value, comfort, and luxury, Stop by one of your 57 New York Metro Datsun dealers and test drive the family car with guts. The Datsun 710, two-door, four-door hardtop, and five-door wagon, now more than ever, Datsun saves. 8:26 on a Sunday evening with Mr. Music Norm and I broadcasting live and direct from Adonis, which is at 64th and 2nd. Our first night, we'll be here each and every Sunday. We'll have the Enchantments back. In a few moments, we'll be talking to Bill Doggett. Next week, we have Johnny Maestro on the Brooklyn Bridge, the Dynamite Group, and we'll also have a lot of big names that'll be coming by here in the next few weeks. We have the Crystals. We have Gary U.S. Bonds, Bobby Rydell. We have got Frankie Valli coming by, Benny King coming by. The Coasters will be coming by. We've got the biggest names in showbiz to be coming by here each and every Sunday. So you make it a point to join us at 64th and 2nd, and we're here until 10 o'clock, and after 10 o'clock, we have a group called Sweetwater that'll be doing their live thing here from the club. So for a fun evening, join us on the Night Train Show.
Mr. Music,
Norman Knight,
WNBC.
WNBC, that's Johnny Maestro with the Crests and Pretty Little Angel at 8:29 with Norma Knight on the Night Train Show. Right now I have a chance to chat with a guy. This is the first time I've ever had a chance to meet him, but he's been performing for a goodly number of years, and I'm sure you can recall back in the summertime of 1956 dancing to one of the all-time classic instrumentals. The guy plays the organ. His name is Bill Doggett, so why don't you give him a great big round of applause. Bill, you have been in the business for an awfully long time.
Awfully long time, Norman.
And you're still working. In fact, you're appearing in town right now.
Yes, we're playing at the Seafood Playhouse at 48th and Broadway. And tonight's our closing night, by the way, but we will be returning on December the 16th through the 22nd.
Wonderful. You know, there have been a lot of questions that have been presented to me. How in the world did that all-time classic Honky Tonk, that song, how did it come about?
Well, it came about as an accident. Because we'd never played anything like that before. We were playing a date in Lima, Ohio, and all of a sudden my guitarist, Billy Butler, started playing the opening theme. And before we could quit playing, the people had started to dance. So at that particular time, we knew we had to continue it. And from just out of that, Honky Tonk was born.
That was I can remember in high school, at lunch breaks, we used to go down and listen to that song and dance like crazy. It was an unbelievable sound. We'll be chatting with Bill in a moment, but here's a song that started as just a fluke with a guitar player, and this is the song, Honky Tonk.